Vande Nantabhutaishvaryam Sri Nityanandamishvaram Yashechaya Tatsvarupam Atenapi Nirupyate. Let me offer my obeisances to Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Well, there's one qualification there, I'm a fool. This chapter is not easy to understand. Describing the tattva, Nityananda Balaram tattva. So maybe we've got some eligibility there. At least I am a fool. So by his will, by the will of mercy and will, our Lord Nityananda, we may understand something about Nityananda Prabhu. But I cannot say, because it's only by his will, not by our learning or our erudite scholarship or our austerities or even by our sadhana alone, will one be able to understand or studying this subject matter over and over and over again. Everything is by the will of the Lord. We cannot understand anything but by his will. That's the secret in spiritual life, is to get the will, we heard yesterday, the mercy of the Lord. Secret of spiritual life. So, but however, by hearing from the right source, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, particularly any literature, transcendental literature, heard from the right source, will have tremendous effect. And the more we hear attentively, as we heard yesterday, the more likely it is that we will get the mercy of Krishna. Even attentive hearing in of itself is not sufficient. One has to get the mercy of the Lord. Attentive hearing, however, is generally connected. When we say attentive, it's not just some, let's say, physical, mechanical, self-control system. It's when we're actually hearing with some feeling. We're hearing with sincere feeling. And we're absorbing the subject matter. Deep within us. Very deep, not just on the surface. Then naturally the inclination of the Lord will be more to reciprocate with that surrender. That's a surrender. That's surrender. Krishna says, surrender unto me. This is the surrender. When we actually surrender and we actually have a little humility to accept, we don't know really anything about transcendence. So a little bit of humility to accept. We need direction. We need to hear from Shastra. We need to hear from Guru. And sadhu and so on too. We need to hear humbly, submissively from them. That humility of accepting that I know nothing. I am number one fool. I know nothing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in chapter 7, we'll see Lord Chaitanya himself declares himself in two chapters onwards that his spiritual master, he said, considered me a fool. Now he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so not that he is a fool, but he's showing the example that one should be like that in front of the authority, spiritual authority, and also in front of scripture, so to speak. Not that one should behave like a fool, but one should understand that actually we're unqualified in that sense. We have no means on our own. So many people that like to speculate and try to work it out by their own so-called God-given intellect or analytical propensity. But that's all given to us by Krishna too. We shouldn't be so proud. That's not ours. It's not like our property. For some time we may have been given that gift, and it's meant to be used for the glorification of the Lord, not to manipulate him or not to try to contain him within that. Krishna cannot be fully understood by anyone. Even he himself is always expanding his understanding of his own self. No one can fully understand Krishna, what to speak of Krishna's energies, and so on and so forth. It's beyond the capacity of any one of the, even the energies, even the expansions of the Lord do never reach. Anantashesh never reaches the end of Krishna's glories, because there is no end. With his hundreds and thousands of hoods, he is constantly chanting the glories of the Lord. Each hood is reciting various glories of the Lord. They never repeat the same thing twice, and never do they say what any other hood has ever said. It's going on eternally. In every universe. So this is the inconceivable, unlimited glories of the Lord. So we just get a little drop in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That little drop kind of like drowns us sometimes. If you can get through the first six chapters, you can usually make it through the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, we used to say. Seventh chapter gets a little bit more lively, a little bit more valid, like, you know, you can kind of relate to it a little bit easier. But this, nonetheless, these first six chapters, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, absolutely important. We should do our best to try to follow and be attentive, understand whatever we can, although we can't realize it only by the will of the Lord, but at least try to apply whatever intellect we've got to this teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're reading text 84, I believe. Is that correct? Text 84. 84? Chapter 5, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the beginning of the creation, the Lord expanded himself in the form of a Purusha incarnation, accompanied by all the ingredients of material creation. First, he created the 16 principal energies suitable for creation. This was for the purpose of manifesting the material universes. Is the translation on the board? No? Please repeat. In the beginning of the creation, the Lord expanded himself in the form of the Purusha incarnation, accompanied by all the ingredients of material creation. First, he created the 16 principal energies suitable for creation. This was for the purpose of manifesting the material universes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a very simple purport which will explain everything about this verse, no doubt. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.1. The commentary of Madhvacharya on Srimad Bhagavatam mentions that the following 16 spiritual energies are present in the spiritual world. 16 spiritual energies are present in the spiritual world. And here they are. Shri Bhu Lila Kanti Kirti Tushti Gihi Pushti Satya Gyana Gyana Jaya Utkarshini Bhimala Yoga Maya Pavi Ishana and Anugraha. In his commentary on the Lago Bhagavatamrita, Shri Baladev Vidyabhushan has said that the above energies are also known by nine names: Vimala, Utkarshini, Jnana, Kriya, Yoga, Pravi, Satya, Ishan, Ishana, and Anugraha. In the Bhagavat Sandarbha of Sri Jiva Goswami, verse 117, they are described as Shri, Pushti, Ghi, Kanti, Kirti, Tushti, Lila, Jaya, Vidya, Vidya, Maya, Samvit, Sandini, Ladini, Bhakti, Murti, Vimala, Yoga, Pravi, Ishana, Anugraha, etc. All these energies act in different spheres of the Lord's supremacy. End of purport. Any questions? What is Prithvi? Or Pravi, excuse me. What's Pravi? I don't know. You can do a search if you want to find out more about this purport. All we know is that everything comes from Krishna. His energies are multifarious. Yes, was it? That's the verse. Parashya Shakti Vidaya Shuyate. He has unlimited energies, different expansions. Everything is coming from him. And without that happening, nothing would exist, basically speaking. Is the force or the life in everything. Everything. And these verses help us to understand that everything is perfectly arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They go by different names, all the different potencies of the Lord, which have their presence in the spiritual world, and there they are acting in such a way as to provide, facilitate for the Lord's particular pastimes. In various ways. In this material universe, they're also there in order to, as I say, facilitate the situation of the conditioned souls in this universe, the spiritual world, in their pure form, the various energies of the Lord. Because when the Lord expands, his energies expand too. Just like when he expands his internal associates, who also represent, or let's say their expansions of the various moods or the emotions of the Lord personified, they also expand. That doesn't apply, or you and it can also to a certain extent, but not to the same extent to the jiva. That those personalities who expand with the Lord in every one of his pastimes are not generally, they're not understood not to be jiva tapa. They're the internal potencies of the Lord. They're considered to be direct expansions of the Lord's personality, more or less. To wherever he goes, they expand all exactly according to the particular pastime which he's performing in various, whatever it is, various expansions or incarnations within his universe. They expand along with him to assist him in various ways, or to facilitate his desire for various pastimes and pleasure and so on and so forth. So nothing is happening by chance in all these various, coming from the internal Shakti, the Chit Shakti, and the Dini Shakti, and all the various internal potencies of the Lord are there, and they expand in various ways, as does the Lord himself to facilitate his personal needs, as do his associates, and so on and so forth. So we sometimes hear that so-and-so is so-and-so, and so-and-so is so-and-so, and so many people appear in one form. Is that there are many different aspects of understanding these quite esoterical, complex topics. But basically speaking, personality, or sometimes jivas who have that particular affinity or affection for that particular mood or relationship with the Lord, they appear, so to speak, almost merge, you could say, into the particular form of that pure devotee who's appearing in this world as a accompaniment of the Lord, who manifests that perfect relationship with the Lord. And sometimes they appear in one form. So you see sometimes 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7 sometimes personalities claimed or stated to be a certain personality. You see this with Haridas Thakur, you see this with Ramananda Roy, you see this with quite a few of them. They mention Vidarta Pandit sometimes. They mention several personalities appear as that one. There's different personalities, in other words, there's particular moods of the Lord. And sometimes, just like with Haridas Thakur, when Haridas Thakur was in the different situations which he was in, different personalities like Brahma, sometimes was, say, his mood was manifest in deep meditation or absorption in, you know, chanting the holy names. And when he's being whipped and beaten in the marketplaces, Prahlad Maharaj's mood is very prominent, so he's personally present there with Haridas Thakur in that particular pastime. It's a very close association, you could say. We only see association on the physical plane, but association goes on other planes too, far more many planes than we can see. We can't see it. Even a plane, everyone gets on the plane, it looks like they've all merged with the plane. It's just a plane. You can't see anything but the plane. But they're all inside with their own individual personalities, and they're all on the same plane, and they're all going in the same direction. To some extent, they're sharing the qualities of being in a plane. So, on the spiritual platform, even more deeply and more realistically than that. But this is going on. So all the various energies, they also expand, and they go by different names, different situations, to perform the various pastimes which are required in this world, of creativity, of maintenance, destruction, and so on and so forth, different flavors within it, and like that. Everything has its counterpart in the spiritual world. The material world is nothing but a reflection of the spiritual world, and perverted it may be, but everything's there in the spiritual world. It's not a question of, you know, get rid of the material world. The spiritual world is a question of understanding this material world as also being, in one sense, spiritual. One time Prabhupada was asked, what's Vaikuntha like? Prabhupada said, this is Vaikuntha. But he would also say, this is hell. But he said London was hell. But he also said, this is Vaikuntha, because if you're realizing its relation with Krishna, it is Vaikuntha. Even though it looked like hell, it becomes like Vaikuntha, wherever a pure devotee, because they see with this spiritual vision, they see everything connected with Krishna, they see everything going on by the will of the Lord. Nothing's happening by chance. And they help us to remind, they help to remind us, Bhagavad Gita is so full of statements to help us to see the various energies manifest in this world in relationship with Krishna. Whether it's, you know, seeing Krishna's potencies acting within the material energies, or how to meditate on the various forms in front of us that we see and kind of relate them to sort of a universal form of the Lord, the hairs on his body, or the stacks of the mountains are like his, the mountains like his stacks of his bones, the hairs on his body, the trees are like the hairs on his body, and, you know, different ways of trying to remember that everything is related to Krishna. It's not a separate, it's not, a source unto itself. It is, Krishna is the Sarvakarana Karana, is the cause of everything. All the energies emanate from him. He's the source of everything. Everything, nothing exists separately from him. He's the supreme truth. Matakparatram nanyat kinchirasti namai sabamidam. Sutri maniganaiva. That everything is resting on him as pearls are strung on the thread. Nothing is independent. It may look independent, just like when you see pearls on a thread. You don't see the thread, you just see the pearls. As a person who doesn't have any knowledge doesn't understand that they're kept together by a thread. I should just analyze the pearls, but it's the thread which keeps them together. So the real thing which keeps everything together is Krishna. He's keeping everything together. Not that he's struggling 24/7 trying to keep everything together. He also expands in so many different ways for various purposes of keeping it together, of maintaining it, and so on and so forth. What can we say? What can we? We're just a little part of that massive arrangement, insignificant, practically speaking. We can't even keep our little part together. We're just, you know, spaced out, losing it, and this and that. You know. We can't even keep our little act together here, and we think we're God. Can't even keep our body going, you know. It's, cracks up, our mind cracks, our voice cracks, and then cracking up, we can't even control the few little things that are supposedly ours. It's my arm, but you can't control your arm. You can go out of control any moment. Yeah, we don't even bother talking about the mind. Everybody knows you can't control your mind. I guess they do. Those who, this is not ours. This is not under our direction. These are all, everything is the energy of the Lord. Everything. Various types of energies. But everything is basically belongs to the Lord. So, Hare Krishna. I wanted to read something, but I don't have it down here. I wish I brought it down. Fairly wonderful. Meditation. Perhaps you've got it there. Chaitanya? Have you got the, do you have internet on that computer there? Do you have Dandavats on there? Some of you have read it. I'd like to read it again. It's amazing meditation. It's a poem. And it's there on Dandavats. If you open Dandavats, it's there, one of the most recent. Perhaps some of you have read it. It's an amazing poem by Lakshmi Moni. Did you see it? Huh? Isn't it wonderful? I mean, that was always our meditation, but she's put it in such a nice way. So beautiful poem. I'd like to read it for those who haven't heard it. Even for those who have, it's always good to meditate on and remember. So all the shastras are there also to guide us in this life, but also to remind us, really to remind us. Our business in life is to remember Krishna. There's a process of helping facilitate that, but it's also the practical, direct remembrance of Krishna. And essentially, are you looking for it, Chaitanya? Thank you. Essentially, that remembrance of Krishna is evoked within us by the association of those who remember Krishna, the pure devotees of the Lord. They help us to remember Krishna, because they're always remembering Krishna. If you're with somebody who always remembers somebody, you kind of start, you know, usually anyway, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but you can start remembering that, whatever they're absorbed in. You start thinking about it. So we have this great opportunity. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us this association. And here Krishna Das Kaviraj is giving us the association of the Lord in so many different ways. And all the great devotees of the Lord, he's giving us this chance to associate with them. I'm going to just read 85 whilst you're looking for that, because there's no purport. Yadyapi sarvashraya tinho. Oh, this is going back to the Chaitanya Chatter. Yadyapi sarvashraya tinho. tanhate sangsara, antaratma rupetinho jagatadhara. Although the Lord is the shelter of everything, and although all the universes rest in Him, He is as the Supersoul. As the Supersoul, He is also the support of everything. Of course, this is His expansion of Sankarsham and Balaram and Antishesh and so on, the various expansions coming from Balaram. Generally speaking, simple English, the male expansions come from Balaram and the female ones from Radharani. So this business of creation, this business of expansion, maintenance and so on, generally speaking, is under the shelter of Lord Balaram and Antishesh, and so holding up the universes and so on. This is going on here, so He's the support of everything. We get strength from Him. Prabhupada has described several occasions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we get not physical strength exactly, but we get that too, but the main thing is we get spiritual strength by taking shelter of the Lord. Have you found it? It's an article by Indra Dunda Maharaj. It's in his blog. I think it's Indra Dunda Maharaj. Have you got Dandavats there? It's coming up. Slowly coming up. Maybe you haven't got a very good reception down here. We haven't got very good reception, generally, for hearing and receiving. So we have to get closer to router. What do they call it? So we have to get, got it? Okay, when you bring it over here, if you're willing to trust me with your computer for 10 minutes. I'm trusting someone with my songbook. I did say I'll lend it for a little while, but it never came back. I hope it's still around. I was made off, and that's my traveling songbook. I've lost at least 10 copies on my travels the last year or two. Oh, there it comes. Thank you. Okay, just in case we forget. So we've got to come closer. Prabhupada is the router, you could say. Directing us on our routes and establishing or strengthening our root of bhakti. So we've got to come close to the root of devotional service, the root of devotional service, the pure devotees of the Lord. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it describes the roots and the different branches and so on and so forth of the tree of devotional service. So this is a poem by Lakshmi Moni Dasi. I think you all know Lakshmi Moni. She comes here from time to time, I believe. Wonderful disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So this is one of the secrets of spiritual life, to keep association. It's basically the secret. Prabhupada one time said, oh, it's gone. Oh, there it is. Because we haven't got the battery, so it flips out. He said, 99, or Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, I think, 99% of our advancement depends on our chanting. Then another place he said, 99% of our advancement depends on our association. That makes 198%. That's good. But what it means, and my understanding of it anyway, is that you can't perfect your chanting without the association of devotees. They're both inseparable. We have to chant in the association of devotees. Then the 90%, 99% chanting is possible. There was a very little chance, 1% or 1%, was that 0.01% chance otherwise, or something like that. So really, chanting in the association of devotees is essential. Chanting in the association of Srila Prabhupada means according to the process which He's given us. If I was reading yesterday, Prabhupada was saying that one wants to get a taste or become, you know, fixed in one's chanting. Prabhupada said that simple prana. You have to follow the practice, the process. Properly initiated and follow the process properly, Prabhupada said. That's how you develop a taste for chanting the holy names. So that means association. It means following the process means to hear from the pure devotees and apply what we hear, and to regularly keep that situation. So the association of the pure devotees is mostly, or most effectively, through Vani. Not so much through Vapu. Vapu is there. But the vapu means vani. It's through vani that we actually realize the vapu, not the other way around. We have to hear, even if the association is there, it doesn't mean we just gawk at them and think that's enough, taking pictures left, right, and center. No, we have to hear. The secret is to hear from the pure devotees. Those are free of advice. Shushushro shudadanasya vasudeva kitar chi shan mahatseva avi purpunyatirthana shavana. We have to hear from those devotees who are freed of all vice. By the great service is done by hearing from those devotees. By such service, one develops an affinity or attraction for hearing the messages of Godhead. So let's hear this poem now about Prabhupada. If Srila Prabhupada visited you, maybe just for a day or two, and came by unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Listen carefully to the poem. Oh, I know you give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd offer would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him within your home is a joy beyond compare. But if you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched to welcome this honored visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Gita where they'd been? Would you watch those mundane movies upon your TV set? Would you have to answer email while he was taking rest? Would you run to turn your music off before it reached his ears and put the tilak on your forehead? Or bind or shave your hairs? Would you cover up your PlayStation, take your posters off the wall? Would you have to hide the DVDs you just bought at the mall? Would you gossip with your partner about devotees' faults? Would you have to recook dinner without the garlic salt? Would you put Tulsi on your neck and have to find your japa beads? And wake up in the morning before the sun peeks through the trees? Would you sing the songs you always sung and read the books you read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would Prabhupada be invited everywhere you plan to go, or would you maybe change your plans just for a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends, or would you hope they'd stay away until his visit ends? I wonder if Prabhupada spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when finally he had gone? A very wonderful meditation that we sometimes forget. Right now we have the book marathon. And this does remind us of Prabhupada, because when Prabhupada was here in 1977, it wasn't like sometimes now when an elevated Vaishnava comes, maybe a guru, that somehow or another many things stop. Got to stay back. 20 devotees cooking for him. Going to program here, the left, right, and center. It was not like that with Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was here, book distribution doubled. It wasn't like everything stopped, it increased. When Srila Prabhupada came to the manor in 77, the book distribution increased considerably whilst he was here. Because the understanding of the relationship with the spiritual master and with Krishna is that we're meant to please them. We're meant to do what pleases them. What would actually make them feel like staying. or revealing themselves. Sometimes we forget. Yeah, but this was Prabhupada's, you can say, mood. He was always thinking of how to please his guru. And that's still there, of course it's still there, but we shouldn't forget that this is, that Prabhupada's still with us. He may not be with our physical eyes, so to speak, in the same way, but he's just as much here as he ever has been and ever will be. We just have to open our eyes. We just have to start thinking of, you know, this is our real business. It's not to, you know, fight with each other or, you know, find faults as mentioned here, whatever it may be that I have this propensity. But it's really to think of how to please Prabhupada. Because by pleasing Prabhupada, that pleases Krishna. It's not the Prabhupada as a replacement from Krishna. He's our link with Krishna. And whatever we have to see, what can we do, what we are, whatever we've been given by the grace of the Lord, how that can be utilized to please Srila Prabhupada. And how we can understand and how we can appreciate that within others. That they're also endeavoring to use what they've got, which may be different to what we've got, to please Srila Prabhupada. But this is putting the acharya in the center. Otherwise, everything becomes a mechanical exercise, changing this and changing that. The only thing that needs to be changed is our perception of our focus. Instead of focusing on what I want, it can be a disease sometimes. We were brought up to think, you know, what I can give. I've come to this moment, how fortunate I can have this opportunity to give. And sometimes we think now, I think something, what I can get out of it rather than what I can give to it. We're not here to get something out of it. We're here to give. To give up our material illusions and to give whatever we've been given by Krishna to offer it to him. Prabhupada's teaching us to do that. Our real business is to give. Our real business is to serve and to love. Not to be loved, not to get, not to be served. If we don't develop this spirit of service to others in spiritual life, then we are hardly likely to get the mercy of Krishna to realize what's really going on, to realize who we are. And we make our decisions based on our conditional situation. I don't like, this person upset me, that person said this. We don't realize Krishna's hands working behind everything to try to free us from this me in the center business. You know, to try to help us to really let go of that and put Krishna in the center. Put the guru, the acharya, in the center. This is sacrifice. This is yajna. So the scriptures are there to try to help direct us towards that. These definitions or descriptions of the energies of the Lord are to try to help us to realize that everything is resting on Krishna and to help us to rest on him in one sense also. But that's our business. To remember, if Srila Prabhupada were here now, would I do like that? Would I take prasadam without saying Shari Rara Vijijal? Would I help myself to prasadam? It would be unheard of in Prabhupada's presence. What is this, a mundane restaurant, we'd say? Go out to McDonald's if you want to eat like that. Come on, this is Prabhupada's temple. This is Krishna's temple. It's not ours. You have to understand and realize if we want to get the mercy of Krishna, we have to be willing to make this little tiny sacrifice. Yeah, there's some dirt on the floor. And we walk by. Well, I never put it there. Why should I pick it up? All right. Stay in this dirty world. Wake up. This is our business, a wake-up call. We're not here just to pass the time of day away doing something and surviving. Everyone's doing that in this world, to some extent. We're here to change ourselves, not the world. Change ourselves. This is the primary duty which we all have. We have to listen carefully and make the effort step by step to try to think of Prabhupada being here. Would he like it when that door slams? When the lights are left on, the fans are left on, or whatever it is? Definitely not. We know only too well from our experience. We all make mistakes, we're all short of the mark, but we have to really try to remember what would Prabhupada like in the association of devotees, how to behave, how to serve, how to relate with each other. You should be eager for service. Eager, Prabhupada is here. It's not that he's not, he can't see everything. He's seeing. He's watching. You should be very conscious that we're not alone. We're not alone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, any comments? A few minutes left.